When I left college, I moved up to a Polish homestead in northern Wisconsin. No running water other than a hand pump in the front yard, leaned over outhouse out beside the summer kitchen, and wood for heat. I thought it would be nice not to work for a while. I'd save some money from working through college, which tells you college didn't cost what it costs today. I think my last tuition payment was $250 for a semester. This was the University of Wisconsin, Madison. That was 1972. I know most folks would prefer to jump right into their careers, get a jump with that degree, maybe plan to travel later. You know, when they'd establish themselves. Me, I'm not much for procrastinating what seems fun. Work, that's a different deal. I'd pretty much burned out on work back in college. It wasn't that I was thinking retirement at 21, but a prolonged vacation seemed just the ticket. Give me time to think, time to relax, time to ponder the future. My next-door neighbors, cousins of my wife at the time, were unfamiliar with those kind of concepts. They saw two people, so desperately poor they had to live rent-free in an old farmhouse no one had inhabited in decades, pumping their water from outside, burning firewood to keep warm. It was inconceivable to them that we weren't in need. And so, Eddie wandered over one autumn day to announce he had set up an interview for me at the local school bus company. I said, "Gee, Eddie, you didn't have to go and do that." But Eddie waved me off. "It's the least I can do," he called as he walked back home. This was bad news indeed. Should I call the bus company and decline my interview? Eddie would think. No, he would know what a shirker I was. I decided to go to the interview. I wore some jeans that were mostly holes, threw on an ugly Goodwill shirt, and wandered down to the bus lot, figuring if I acted strangely enough, looking the way I looked, long hair past my shoulders, they'd make the interview brief and send me home. Easy. Great solution. Ted and Wally, the owner and his mechanic, were in their office when I got there between shifts. I allowed as how my neighbor had talked to them about me working here. Here I was. I could see they were amused by the sight of me right off the get-go, but as sometimes happens with me, I'm a sociable guy. And before long, well, we're talking about everything from deer hunting to vegetable gardening, politics to TV shows, even though I didn't even have a TV. They asked me what kind of business I had with college, and I said I studied literature. They looked at me blankly. "Books," I said. "Fiction. You know, like novels." Ted shrugged and Wally shook his head. I tried again. "Like when you were in English class, those books you read." Ted laughed. "I never read them," he said. "In fact, I never read any books." Wally said, "Me neither." "None?" I asked, incredulous. "Seriously?" Well, they admitted they'd read some men's magazines and such, but books, no way. As a recently graduated English major, this was akin to finding myself in some backwash of the Amazon. I tried a few more times, thinking they're having some fun with the new kid, but pretty soon they had convinced me that no, they were basically illiterate and pretty proud of it. I shook my head. "Okay, I need to bring you boys some reading you might like." "When do you want to start?" Ted asked. I thought he meant, when did I want to bring them some Tolstoy, but, of course, that was how they got their new driver to fill an opening they needed filling, and how my retirement ended before it really got started.